today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to us from Iran. We're going to speak about comparison of this life and hereafter.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
But first we look at the calendar. Today, Thursday, 14th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to verse 32 of chapter An'am, and then we'll listen to its important point.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب ولهو وللدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون أفلا تعقلون.
And the worldly life is not but amusement and diversion, but the home of the hereafter is best for those who fear Allah. So will you not reason?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The resemblance of the world to play and pastime is found in the following aspects. The lifetime in this world is short, as the length of the time of a game. Similar to a game which contains of pleasure and tiredness, the world is also a combination of sweetness and bitterness. And some neglectful, aimless persons take playing games as their businesses. Anyhow, when the creator of the world knows the negligence of men from the coming world and being busy with the present world as play and pastime, why do we not believe in it?
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong, and the world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Today's a special in comparison of this life and the hereafter. The reality is that the hereafter is the true life, and this world is only a means to prepare us for this true life. Allah has told us about the people who will realize on the day of resurrection that the hereafter is the true life, and this world is only a means to prepare us for this true life. Allah has told us about the people who will realize on the day of resurrection that the hereafter is the true life, and they will be filled with remorse because they did not perform any good deeds for their eternal life. This person refers to the hereafter as my life once he understands that his life in the hereafter will last forever. He will be grieved when he sees that he has sent no good deeds forward for his life in the hereafter. Therefore, our most important goal in this life should be to perform many good deeds in preparation for our life in the hereafter.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in this session we shall be talking about this world and the hereafter and how we can achieve the excess of both worlds, this world and the hereafter. The next point that we want to refer to about the relationship between this world and the hereafter and how can we achieve the success of both worlds is to focus and pay attention to wealth versus poverty or asceticism. Are we against wealth or are we for asceticism? Let's talk about it a bit. A question comes to mind. Does not Islam, like other religions, prefer poverty to wealth and affluence? The reality is that Islam does not consider poverty or affluence as the goal. The ultimate goal is submission to the will of God, and whatever helps that submission is preferred. Therefore, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, wealth which prevents you from injustice is better than poverty which pushes you towards sin. So what does Islam say about asceticism or zuhd? Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam explains the real meaning of asceticism in this way. Asceticism or zuhd in this world is neither neglecting your wealth nor making the permissible halal things into forbidden or haram. Instead, zuhd in this world means that your wealth should not be stronger to you in attachment than what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Let's have a short look at Muslim mindsets to live successfully in dunya and akhirah, means in this world and the hereafter. Life is like taking a trip, you know. Everything is temporary because after this trip you will go back to your home and continue your normal routine. During this trip, you stayed in a hotel. Sometimes the hotel room suits your taste, sometimes you don't like it very much. Either way, you don't try to fix the room or decorate it to your liking because you know it's only a vacation. It's temporary. The life is exactly the same, but some people live in this world as if they live here forever. When you see how temporary this life is, it will help you go through life events according to what Allah and the Prophet Muhammad require of us. You will live in moderation no matter how wealthy you are because you know you can't bring it into the grave when you die.
والإكرام يا إلهي فاعف
This is today's special and one question. How can we strike the right balance? The obligation to live this life while providing for ourselves and our families effectively and by ensuring that we are not violating others' rights does create eternal conflicts that must be managed accordingly. We ought to adopt attitudes where our actions strike the right balance between any competing and conflicting situations. We need to remind ourselves that by respecting the tenets of halal or lawful and haram or unlawful as laid out by Allah, we can lead a life where we can make the most of this life while our hearts are always conscious of and devoted to Allah and the hereafter. He says in the Holy Quran, O you who believe in the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism, eat of the lawful things that we have provided you with and be grateful to Allah if it is indeed He whom you worship. You can find this concept in Surah Al-Jum'ah, verse 172.
Whatever we have, whatever we possess, is going to come in it. Believe me. Whether we have government, we are in the government, we are in the power, we are in the office, we are a monarch, we are a queen, we are king. No one can escape this. Everything comes to conclusion. ما عندكم ينفد, indeed. Whatever is with you is going to come to an end. Jibreel came to the Prophet, said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah is saying to you, there is a message, important message from God to you. أحبب ما شئت فإنك مفارقه. You may love and get attached to anything, to your house, to your business, to your money, to your car, to your cat, to your friends. You're going to part away. A moment comes, no more attachment. You have to leave and go. You go one way, they go another way. This is a reality. You may love anything, get attached to anything, get obsessed with anything. You would lose and you would miss and you would part away with that thing one day. It's not going to remain for you. ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ And surely, we shall render unto those who are patient. Why from among all these attributes, patience stands here, you know, prominent, important. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا We will render to those their price, their reward, to those who exercise patience. Because Imam Ali alayhi salam says, patience to faith is like the head to the body.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode of this program tomorrow. Same channel and same time. Thank you very much and fi amanallah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes.
eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.